Okay. In Perek Kaf, the Torah describes the episode which ended up being the Mei Meriva, described as the Chet of Moshe and Aaron regarding Mei Meriva. The Netziv has a unique angle. The Netziv has a unique angle on this idea. The Netziv says as follows. He says as follows. We know that B'nai Yisrael in the Midbar, they were governed totally b'derech of Neis Nigla. There was Hashkacha, Neis Nigla, there were Anane HaKavod, and the Mon, and the Be'er. The Netziv says in a few places, this was the Koach of Moshe. Moshe was the ultimate of Neis Nigla. There were so many Neis Niglas involved in Moshe's life, by the Sneh, and by the Makos, and Matan Torah. This was Moshe's Midah. Now, B'nai Yisrael is about to enter into Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, the Hashkacha, the form of Hashkacha is going to change. We're going to be governed more b'derech hateva. In Eretz Yisrael, we're going to live more ordinary lives, knowing it's from Hashem. The Neis Niglas of the Midbar were supposed to be a training period for B'nai Yisrael to recognize things are from Hashem. But life in Eretz Yisrael was going to be more b'derech hateva. I mean, that's just the way it is. Planting and farming, etc. So, the Netziv claims that the last year in the Midbar was the transition period where Hashem was slowly moving us from Neis Nigla to Neis Nistar. And Hashem, it was like more in the middle. It wasn't totally Neis Nigla, it wasn't totally Neis Nistar. It was part of this training period. And he gives examples. He says, let's say a child is nursing and the mother wants him to start eating more. So, in the beginning, she doesn't just stop nursing totally and give the child food, but rather, in the beginning, you train the child a little bit to eat, but still, you nurse him once in a while until he's weaned off the nursing and he can totally eat. This is page 173 in the Netziv. The middle road. It's hard to change your whole life's approach all at once.
And
they have to be trained. It's not all going to be Moshe. Moshe would dive into Hashem and Neis Nigla would happen. They're going to be in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, sometimes there'll be rain. Sometimes there won't be rain if they've done Averos. What do you do when there's no rain? Well, you have to know to turn to Hashem, to daven. We saw this. This is the Netziv's approach to the Muchama in Perek Aleph. This we saw already. The Muchama in Perek Aleph, the first three psuki, Moshe is noticeably absent. The Netziv says exactly that Muchama was part of Hashem's training, how B'nai Yisrael would fight wars without Moshe's Neis Nigla. So this is what's happening here. Now, so B'nai Yisrael come and complain to Moshe. Moshe, we have no water. The Netziv explains as follows. B'nai Yisrael understood that Hashem was slowly changing Neis Nigla to Neis Nistar. And their complaint was, Moshe, it's not working. It's too fast. We can't survive without the water. What are you doing to us? Here's what the Netziv says. B'nai Yisrael understood, Lo b'taras onesh aleza davar, ela gahar gila mukhaim tiviyim. It was to train them in the more natural life. They say, yeah, but it's not working, Moshe. We need water. Now, obviously, it was B'nai Yisrael's complaint. The way they said it was a mistake. You know, B'nai Yisrael should have known and trusted in Hashem and the Bitachon that Hashem would find a way, B'derech HaTeva, to bring the water. So certainly it was a mistake what they did. But this is what their complaint was. Moshe, it's not going to work, B'derech HaTeva. Hashem wanted to train B'nai Yisrael how to respond when there is a problem, b'derech hateva. How do you respond? You daven to Hashem. and the Netziv says, Mamish Achidish. The Netziv says, Mamish Achidish. Let's go step by step. So here's what the Netziv says. The Netziv says, this rock, that their water was going to come from this rock, that there sometimes is within nature. You know, you have rocks. The Netziv says that the idea was to talk to the rock, i.e., to have a tefillah near the rock, so that the water would come out of the rock more b'derech hateva. Sometimes you find there are these streams that they seem as if they're coming through a rock, and they're coming down through the rocks. So the Netziv claims that there was b'derech hateva, a possibility of water coming from the rock, from through the rock, from behind the rock. And the idea, when Hashem told Moshe to speak as opposed to hit the rock, the whole idea was, teach B'nai Yisrael that the way to bring rain, the way to bring water when you don't have it, is to daven to Hashem and it will come. Here, let's see. I'm reading the Netziv. V'rata Kadosh Baruch Hu, that Moshe and Aaron yilamdu es ha'am heyach yasu ledoros be'eretz Yisrael. V'yaminu shagam b'li koach v'oz shel Moshe ef shalifo b'tfilos rabin. The whole point of this challenge, of this Nisayon, was you can make it and you can survive without Moshe's personal Nes Nigle intervention. You're going to daven and the tefillah near the rock is going to help the rain come. Oh. And what do you learn? You learn that if there's no water coming, it's because Hashem is telling the water not to come. Alkein siv Hashem v'hikaelat heita el ha-sela v'sham ha-yashchina v'shama, the Netziv continues, yagid Moshe v'aron dvar halacha u'musar v'gan var halacha moel l'tfila kirisa b'tainis, that when you're about to daven, a dvar halacha is a good way to get to start an atzeres ha-tfila. So then then their tfila will be mitzkabelis v'haya haratzon. Here's the Netziv. Sheyidabru Moshe v'Aaron dvar halacha v'tochacha v'achar kach yispal b'tzibur l'tzad ha-sela. That was the plan. When Hashem says go and talk to the sela, the pshat is, he says the Nesiv says, a sela is not a bar shmia. A sela doesn't hear. The idea was to speak a dvar halacha, speak musar near the Sela, about the Sela, meaning about the water which will come from the Sela, and then they will daven, and the water will come from the Sela. Oh, the Netziv says, that's pshat in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'dibartim el ha-Sela le'enehem v'nasan meimav, and the Sela will bring its water. Sort of natural. Not that speak to the Sela, and then I will bring miraculous water. No. Speak to the Sela, v'nasan meimav, and it will produce its normal, ordinary water. Its water, the water which is always there. This is how the Netziv reads the psukim. Again, I mean, others argue. But this is how the Netziv reads the psukim. That this would be an example of davening and having a nes nister happen. That the tefillah will help bring the water. Now the Netziv explains the second half of Pasuk Ches, which is as follows. There's an interest. The Pasuk Ches sort of it's repetitive. Hashem says to Moshe, "Take the matah, gather the people, talk to the sela v'nasan meim of kama, then v'hotzei solem mayim min ha-sela v'shkisei tzoeda." So, well, Hashem just said you'll speak to the sela, and its water will come. Then Hashem says, and you'll take the water out of the sela. The Netziv says, Hashem was showing Moshe, these are the two options of how to get water out of a sela. One is by tefillah, and Hashem listens to the tefillah, then the water will come in a sense, naturally. When Hashem decides to let the water come, in response to the tefillah, the water will come. Or, Hotzeisa, you Moshe, will we take water out of the rock, i.e. you, using Nes Nigla, will take water out of the rock. Let's read the Netziv. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ulai go yale hashal l'Torah tefil karoi. Hashem said to Moshe, you know, it might not work. It might be the Torah and tefil is not going to work enough to get the schus of having water naturally. V'im ken v'yagia ha'tebel itein meimav. And therefore, the nature won't be enough. The natural, it won't give water in a natural way. Hashem's, they're going to need water. Do nes in your normal way. And that's why Hashem told Moshe to take the matah, because the matah was always used for nes nigra. Okay. So this is how the Netziv reads the psukim. Hashem wanted this to be a training session, a transitional training session, getting ready for entering Eretz Yisrael. There are going to be times where there's no rain in Eretz Yisrael. What are we supposed to do? Ah, you daven, you have an atzeres hatzfilah, you ask Hashem for help, and then hopefully, b'derech hateva, because of your tfilos, the rain will come. Hashem knew that this doesn't always work, obviously, and sometimes they're not zocha, so Hashem tells Moshe, listen, this is what it's supposed to be, but if not, take the matah. The matah represents nes nigla. And if it doesn't work, so then you will take the water out of the rock. B'derech nes nigla. You see, perikles, pasukles is repetitive. So the Netziv thinks the repetition really reflects two drachim that Hashem had in mind here for how the water is going to come. Oh, so what happens? So here's what happens. Moshe takes the matah and gathers the people. Then Moshe says, Shimuna Hamorim. Shimuna Hamorim. He says here, Hechel Lochiach Hasam. He began to rebuke them. Uva leketzef velo diber kederach tocha berachus ela berogez. And Moshe got upset and he gave the tochacha. He was too excited. You have to give tochacha in calm tones in the proper way. Moshe got too excited in giving tochacha. Oh, and the Netziv continues. Vamar Moshe dvarim elu bekas. Adshenis alma mimenu halacha brura lehagid l'rabim v'sheyim suacharkach leiv l'tfila k'mo be'atziras k'shamim shemitoch kaz bug l'chaltos. It was supposed to be, you have an atzeres hatfila, you have a tochacha, you have a dvar halacha, and that leads you into the tfila. Moshe gave the tochacha in the wrong way. Moshe's kas brought him to give tochacha in the wrong way, and then his mind wasn't clear. He wasn't able to give a clear dvar halacha, and that threw off the whole tzeres hatzvila. Now tzvila is not going to work. Once the tzvila is not going to work, then Moshe hit the rock, because that was derech number two, and to take out the water. So Moshe and Aaron failed in their opportunity here to have a proper atzeres hatzfila, a gathering of tfila to produce the rain. This was the transitional year. This was supposed to be the training, how to daven for rain when you get to Eretz Yisrael. Moshe, due to his anger, lost control a little bit due to his anger. That was his mistake. Again, on his level, you know, whatever. It's very hard to describe and understand the chataim of the mistakes of the avos and of Moshe Rabbeinu, but here, clearly, this is described as a mistake, as a chait. So this is what the Medrash says. Because of his kas, he came to a toes. He had a toes. He wasn't able to have a proper dvar halacha, i.e., Moshe didn't run the atzeres hatfila properly, and therefore the water was not going to come b'derech hateva, because they weren't davening properly. It wasn't the proper tochacha, and therefore Moshe hits the rock and brings the water out b'derech nes nigla. So now the Netziv says, mamash, a beautiful pshat. So now we understand the punishment of Moshe and Aaron. What's the punishment? The punishment is, mamash mida keneged mida, you're not going to enter Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael are going to have to know how to do things b'derech hateva. And since you showed Moshe and Aaron that this is not the way, that you weren't able to lead them in that way, so you can't be the one who leads them into Eretz Yisrael. Here's what the Netziv says. It's mamash a beautiful pshat, midah keneged midah. He says, L'chein lo saviyu. Here's the Netziv. It's the bottom of page 176. Lo haya ha'onesh sheyamusu b'midbar. The onesh wasn't that they should die in the midbar. The onesh was, what was the onesh? Read the words. Lo saviyu es hakol azel aretz shonasate. You won't bring them into Eretz Yisrael. Why? Shebi, it was mida keneged mida, the Netziv says. Shebi shvil shelo heru li Yisrael haderech li Yisnai beret Yisrael. Be eis atziras gishami muchadome alkein lo saviyu, etc. Since you didn't show Bnei Yisrael the proper way to run their lives, the proper way to govern their lives when they're in Eretz Yisrael, like you should have, therefore, mida keneged mida, you won't bring them into Eretz Yisrael. The Netziv here is making a sharp diuk in the Pasuk. When the Pasuk describes the punishment, it says, Yan lo emantem bi, lochein lo saviyu es hakol azel arshin osatilem. That was the punishment. You won't lead them. Obviously, that means you're going to end up dying in the Midbar. But you won't lead them. That was the punishment. You would have been the leaders who led them into Eretz Yisrael, but you didn't guide them in the right way, and therefore you won't be able to lead them into Eretz Yisrael because you lost your chance. Here was your chance to be the transitional leaders, and you didn't do it. And therefore you won't take them into Eretz Yisrael. Oh. This is what the Netziv says. What does it mean, l'hakdisheni l'nei b'nei Yisrael? He says, since you didn't take the opportunity, l'hakdisheni l'nei b'nei Yisrael. So Netziv says, Ilu hayu omdi Moshe Baron b'tfila, hayinikub zev v'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael, shu amiru darvashti b'gusha b'rabim. It's a nice shot. V'hayu Yisrael ma'aminim b'maylas tfila, v'yashini kadosh b'socham. Had Moshe and Aaron done it the right way, what would have happened? They would have had the divrei tochacha, the divrei Torah, the divrei halacha, then tfila. And then B'nai Yisrael would have seen, oh, our tfilos, Hashem is here, our tfilos work. And Hashem is where is Hashem? He's not, this is the point, he's not just there for Moshe, for Neis Nigla. No, v'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael. It's a diuk in the pasuk. The whole point of this episode was for B'nai Yisrael to see Hashem is amongst them, not just by Moshe, not just by Aaron, not just by Neis Nigla. So it was set up that way. They were going to have an atzeres hatzfila. They were going to daven. Then the water was going to come. And Bnei Yisrael would see, oh, we see a new approach here. Hashem is with us, b'derech hatev, even without Moshe's special and supernatural leadership. Hashem is with us. And that would have been a tremendous kiddush Hashem of l'akdisheni l'nei b'nei Yisrael. So this is the Netziv's take on the chait of Mei Meriva. It's, he has several diukim in the pasuk about this. A, in pasuk ches, it says v'nosan meimav, which sounds like naturally the water will give its water. Then it's repeated v'otzeisa es lehem mayim. So the Netziv says the first half is the neis nister, the second half is the possible neis nigla, and not dibartem el hasela, talk to the rock. No, the rock doesn't hear anything. It was to talk and give Musar to Bnei Yisrael concerning the rock, that the water is going to bring, the rock will give forth its water in a natural way. This was part of the transitional process. And then the punishment was a natural mida keneged mida. You won't bring them into Eretz Yisrael because you didn't do this the right way. And had they done it the right way, it says, l'akdisheni l'nei Bnei Yisrael. It would have been a kiddush Hashem amongst Bnei Yisrael, that Hashem is not only by Moshe, he's also amongst Bnei Yisrael. This is the Netziv's take. Of course, the lesson for us is we have to recognize that this is the way Hashem runs the world now. Hashem runs the world within the B'derech HaTeva, that if things don't go well, if there's no rain, we turn to Hashem for help. We have to recognize always that things come from Hashem. This is, and the idea, when you look back at the Midbar, again, the Mefarshim say the 40 years in the Midbar were like a training session. Neis Nigla, Neis Nigla. Everything comes from Hashem, everything comes from Hashem. And that training session should train us that in general things come from Hashem, and therefore always turn to Hashem and daven to Hashem for help, and especially, and if there are ever any special tzaros, to turn to Hashem, because Hashem is the source of the Yeshua from the tzaros. Okay, that's the Netziv's approach to the Chait Mei HaMeriva, and how it fits into the general approach of the 40th year being this transitional stage between the Midbar and Eretz Yisrael, and we'll stop here.